we can't become complacent. We have to keep trying to repeat the message. There's almost 2,600 young people again registered this year from Transition Year, Youth Reach Centres, ETB participants, and also from Northern Ireland with the Police Service of Northern Ireland registering schools from Derry and Strabane. There's almost 700 coming from across the border.
We're at the point now where over 20,000 students have passed through the doors of Oro Leisure Centre over the past 9 years to attend these roadshows. Is there evidence coming through that they're having an effect? Because those who obviously have been attending over the years are now drivers and have been drivers for some time.
The principals we're dealing with consistently advise us that the message is getting through to their students, and they say that it's one of the most positive initiatives hosted to educate the young students for the life ahead of them. Hopefully it will have an effect on them. It's a sad fact that almost everyone in this county knows someone who's been killed or seriously injured, and the sad fact as well is some of the people that have actually saw the show over the years have been unfortunately killed in road traffic collisions.
It's the same format every year, Brian. It's a format that appears to have worked.
It is. Like, as I say, if it's not broke, why try to fix it? The participants we have are first class, very professional. They give their time free of charge, like, and they come here year after year with a deliver first class every time. And I'm very much appreciative of that.